Even the Beatles never attempted to play I Am the Walrus live, guys. Did you have any second thoughts when you listened to the original recording?
Well, that might be part of why we had the confidence to do it. I don't know. I don't think we ever thought of the fact that the Beatles never did a live version of it. But it's a song that, because Styx really, they really connected with people as a great live act initially. They're kind of a fearless band when it comes to what material they'll approach, because they've got the wherewithal to pull it off. And so, I mean, we never would have played it on stage if we didn't feel like, you know, we can definitely put this across with some authority.
Of course.
But at the same time, yeah, when you rethink it, you're absolutely right. You think, God, this is sacred ground treading on here.
So what we're saying is we didn't think too much.
No.
Before we did. We didn't think this stuff through. We didn't overthink it because, you know, you look at it, just go down the list of these songs, Salty Dog, Can't Find My Way Home, you know, Manic Depression. If you thought about those too much and the ramifications of what you were taking on, you could easily talk yourself out of it and go, you know, I think I'll just leave that alone. But we didn't. And part of it was there was kind of a rush to get it done. We hadn't planned on doing this record. We had planned on perhaps later on doing a studio album, and we had the songs. We're starting to write new music. And in the meantime, we had all these dates booked, and we were working. And so we had not slotted in a schedule to do an album. A completely unconventional, backwards way of making a record, and including the video, too. We did everything was sort of a reaction to the next rather than here's the whole thing, now let's pick and choose how we want to go about it. So, but it was in doing that, we avoided all of those thought processes which might have deterred us from doing it.
It was an organic thing that took on a life of its own, and we just followed where it led.
Where and when did the spectacular live performance of I Am the Walrus occur? Where did you record this that we find on the album?
Oh, that we recorded that in Oregon, maybe about 2 or 3 days after the show that JY referred to in Chicago. And yeah, that's where we did it. You know, can I just paraphrase that great Texas expression you said? I think we rode the walrus in the direction it was going, and it led us to make a record where we did songs that were, in a lot of ways, atypical. You know, these are all songs I think that have stuck with people for years, but were never really top 40 hits. There might be one or two on this record that were, but the rest of the songs on here really are songs that have hit people at a very profound level, and I think we've much as I Am the Walrus did, because that was not a single for the Beatles, and neither was, you know, I don't think One Way Out or, you know, I don't know if Can't Find My Way Home was ever a single.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Stupid bloody jeans, they mind you've been a naughty boy, you let your face grow long. All right. I am the Eggman, oh. They are the Eggman, oh. I am the Walrus, Kudu-ka-choo. Mr. City Policeman, sitting pretty little policeman in a row. See how they fly like Lucy in the sky, see how they run. A fishwife, pornographic priestess, boy, you've been a naughty girl, you let your pickers down.
if the sun don't come to get your turn from standing in the human strain. I am the Eggman. They are the Eggman. I am the walrus. Goo-goo-ga-choo, goo-goo-ga-choo. Expert, expert, choke, smokers, don't you think the Joker laughs in you? See how the light pinching a star. See how this night I'm crying. Simmering a potion. Climbing up the Eiffel Tower. And I meant she's hanging, singing Hare Krishna, man. You should have seen them kicking Edgar Allan Poe. Get your grandfather rescued.